If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Memphis aftermath. Chiefs and Eagles bound for Super Bowl. Debt ceiling talks.
Well, I want to sit down together, work out an agreement.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, protests around the country have mostly been peaceful after Memphis police released body cam video from the beating and arrest of Tyre Nichols. Correspondent Elise Preston begins our CBS News team coverage from Memphis.
Say his name!
Tyre Nichols!
A wave of demonstrations demanding police reform from Memphis.
No justice!
No peace!
To Los Angeles.
No justice!
No peace!
To New York.
Something like this should never happen to anybody again.
Followed Friday's release of video showing the brutal beating of Tyre Nichols. The five former Memphis police officers are facing several charges, including second-degree murder, aggravated kidnapping, and official oppression.
CBS's Jeff Pagaz reports the five officers were part of a special unit in the Memphis Police Department that's now been disbanded.
Scorpion, which is short for the Street Crimes Operation to Restore Peace in Our Neighborhoods, was created to reduce rising crime in Memphis. The police department's 40-officer unit focused on violent offenses like homicides, assaults, robberies, and carjackings. Memphis Police Chief Sarah Lynn Davis told CBS News members of this unit somehow strayed from the mission.
It wasn't set up so that officers can be heavy-handed, and these officers were supposed to have laser-focused sort of priorities on repeat offenders, those individuals that were committing violent crimes.
And there are calls for action in Washington.
The failure of Congress to pass police reform legislation allowed for Tyre Nichols' death. That's according to Tennessee NAACP President Gloria Sweetlove. Now she's calling on Congress to take action.
The blood of Black America is on your hand, so stand up and do something. Stop letting it be partisan politics and do something.
The civil rights group wants federal police reforms to include standardizing training requirements and putting an end to qualified immunity and no-knock warrants. Chris Fox for CBS News, Memphis.
Overseas now in Pakistan. Chaos after a suicide bomber killed more than 30 and wounded more than 150 in an attack in Peshawar that targeted a mosque inside a police compound. Most of the casualties were policemen. New bloodshed in the Middle East has Secretary of State Blinken in Israel today. CBS's Imtiaz Tayyab has the latest.
The funeral of Eli and Natalie Mizrahi, a married couple in their 40s, was emotional and angry following the deadliest attack on Israelis since 2008. Seven were killed on Friday after a 21-year-old Palestinian opened fire close to a synagogue in East Jerusalem. Haim Cohen lives in the area.
It's disturbing. It's shocking.
Another shooting on Saturday, this time by a Palestinian boy who was just 13, left two men badly injured. The gun attacks follow a deadly Israeli raid in the occupied West Bank on Thursday that killed nine Palestinians.
Back here at home, it'll be the Philadelphia Eagles and Kansas City Chiefs in Super Bowl 57. CBS's Jerika Duncan has more on yesterday's conference championship action.
Sanders walks in!
The Eagles dominated the 49ers on offense and defense.
Pressure coming, Purdy, Dak!
San Francisco's Brock Purdy, the third-string quarterback who led the team's Cinderella run in the playoffs, took a hard hit in the first quarter, sidelining him with an elbow injury.
Johnson hit as he throws.
The injured Purdy later had to re-enter the game after fourth-string QB Josh Johnson suffered a concussion. It was a win for Philadelphia, 31-7.
End zone, caught!
In Kansas City, Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes visibly fought through a high ankle sprain suffered in last week's divisional game as he led the team to a nail-biting victory.
The flag's coming in.
Tied with just seconds to go, a late-hit penalty against the Bengals' defense moved the Chiefs into field goal range for the game-winning kick. Final score, 23-20.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy plans to meet this week with President Biden to talk spending cuts and about raising the nation's debt limit. He was on CBS's Face the Nation.
We're not going to default, but let me be very honest with you right now. We have hundreds of billions of dollars. This won't come to fruition until sometime in June. So the responsible thing to do is sit down like two adults and start having that discussion.
A CBS News poll looks at how people feel about the classified documents scandal.
More Americans think the Biden administration is handling the classified documents investigation well than badly. 61% feel Biden has tried to cooperate with the investigation. Large majorities of people now think it might even be commonplace for former high-ranking officials to have classified materials at home.
CBS's Jennifer DePinto says the situation has not changed Mr. Biden's job approval rating. It's at 44%. Now to Woburn, Massachusetts. Where a teacher's strike has forced the cancellation of classes today.
You get to a point where you've been pushed too far and we haven't been able to get a contract.
500 teachers are on strike demanding higher pay and smaller class sizes. From Detroit, Jeff Gilbert of affiliate WWJ reports a top automaker may be poised to change its strategy on electric vehicles.
With longtime president Akio Toyoda stepping back, analysts say we could end up seeing more electric products from Toyota. The company had been bucking an industry trend, saying hybrids had a lot of advantages. Toyota had been taking a lot of heat from environmentalists for its position.
Motown legend Barrett Strong has died.
Our best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees.
That's him with the 1960 hit Money. Strong, who had a hand in the writing and producing of dozens of other records, has died at 81. And from the 1960s sitcom The Addams Family.
Speedy Wednesday! Don't you trust me? I'm your friend.
Lisa Loring, who played Wednesday, has died at 64 after a stroke. And Annie Wershing, who played an FBI agent on 24, has died at 45 years old. She had cancer.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
The Avatar sequel is making new waves at the box office.
We cannot let you bring your war here.
The Way of Water is now the fourth highest grossing movie in history, thanks in part to its popularity in China. The film sold more than $2 billion worldwide. Disney says almost three quarters of ticket sales have been overseas. Chinese fans have been allowed to go back to theaters for the first time since COVID shutdowns in 2019. Many celebrated during Lunar New Year vacations with a trip to the movies. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Utah has become the first state this year to ban gender-affirming health care for transgender youths. That measure prohibits transgender surgery for those under 18 and bars hormone treatments for minors who have not yet been diagnosed with gender dysphoria. So far this year, at least 10 other states have introduced similar bills. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan. CBS News.
Survivor's back, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. And we have a twist, a new co-host, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
Hi!
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcast.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister? Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus, starting May 1st.